I guess first your thoughts on Adrian and the trade and
yeah.
You know, how things, I guess, didn't work out, but you guys were hoping for better.
Yeah. Listen, I think it's all for the best. You know, certainly for him, I think he'll it appears that he's going to get a great opportunity there. You know, we basically had two feature backs, you know, with Mark and then with Adrian. And then obviously that was before drafting Kamara and obviously seeing the contributions that he's been able to have and, you know, the expanded role. So there's only so many balls to go around. And obviously I think there was just an odd man out. And it seemed to be, you know, Adrian, which, listen, I really appreciated the time with him, you know. I felt like he was a great teammate. Really loved his work ethic and, you know, the time we were able to spend throughout the off season and through training camp and even in the first few weeks. I know obviously it was frustrating for him not to be able to get the reps that I think he was accustomed to getting and I think what he had hoped for and planned for. But, again, I think this is all for the better. You know, allows us to move forward, allows him to move forward with another opportunity where it looks like he's going to get probably a significant amount of time.
Do you feel like this, I guess, kind of puts you guys back in the rhythm for what you're accustomed to being with, I guess, with Mark and with Alvin and kind of, you know, not having to figure out how you're going to distribute?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it does. You know, when you think about the rhythm of a game and the amount of plays that you're trying to run and your balance between run and pass and even in our passing game, you know, we look at that as an extension of the run game at times. You know, there's, you know, the backs play a big role in that. I'd say that obviously those guys have shown what they can do, you know, in all situations. You know, I think that they're two very complete backs, you know, that can be in any given situation, whether that's running between the tackles or outside the tackles or, you know, catching balls out of the backfield, splitting them out, picking up protection. You know, those guys can do it all.
You guys have lost the Lions 3 years in a row now.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you think they've given you such trouble?
You know, I can remember each one of them too. You know, I think last year was probably one of our more poor performances that we've ever had. Certainly that I can remember. That's not the type of team we are, and certainly that's not, you know, that's a bad taste in our mouth right now. So we always have a lot to prove. We certainly have a lot to prove right now, being that I think that we've turned the corner, you know, this year, kind of done with the first quarter of our season. You know, 2-2, but we've won the last two. I feel like we're an ascending team who's continuing to play better. But this will be a great test for us because I think that the Lions are a very good football team, and certainly I'd say they probably have some confidence, you know, coming in knowing that they've beat us the last three times. But just we got to put together our best plan in order to beat them.
How important is it for you guys to get over 500? I mean, you've been on the cusp.
I'm not thinking about over 500 or anything like that. You know, it's the next game, but it's a very important game. It would be a very important win, I think, just in our, you know, in our maturation process and for our season.
Drew, how personally do you take the sort of quest of trying to get back a home field advantage you guys haven't really had for the last 3 or 4 years now?
You say home field. Well, you say home field advantage.
Well,
I mean,
it's.
Listen, we need to play better. We need to play better at home. We haven't. Yeah, I don't know what the exact record is over the last 2.5 years, but I know that there was a time when I think teams dreaded coming and playing in the dome, and there's no reason why it can't be like that again.
Sure. With Larry Morford obviously going against his old team.
Yeah.
What have you seen from him so far this year?
Larry's having a great year. He fits in great here. He's been a great addition, and you know that's such a stout group up front, and a great group of leaders too, and just the way that they work and the way they are in the locker room and just, you know, I think they set the tone, you know, for our offense, both run game, pass game. So I think, you know, I'm sure there's added motivation. I know how it was to play the Chargers for the first time, you know. So for everybody, I'm sure there's that added motivation, especially for him.
What stands out to you about his skill set or his
Larry? Larry can do everything. You know, he's as good in the run game as he is in the pass game. A very versatile player, smart, tough, and just, again, they just fits in well, you know, with that group. You know, obviously losing streak for a while, you know, is tough. But, you know, prior to that, you know, having Streif on one side and Max on the other side, you know, I mean, just you talk about a group of veteran guys, you know, that played a lot of football and now, you know, Ramczyk and his versatility, and I think it's just, you know, that we have a group now that has a chance to be together for a really long time, you know, and so obviously he's been a great addition.
What's been the challenges of so many pieces moving around an offensive line, and you're going to have some more challenges?
Yeah, here's the thing. There's challenges, but, man, like, credit to those guys, you know, what they've been able to do. I mean, it's really impressive, you know, for to have offensive linemen that have that type of versatility, you know, that can – and not just from game to game, but, like, from snap to snap, right, you know, where – all of a sudden, you got to go from left guard to left tackle. You got to go from left tackle to right tackle, or whatever it might be. You know, that's not an easy thing to do. And credit to those guys for embracing that. You know, I mean, that's something that you work on in the off season as a just in case, you know, scenario, or this might not ever happen, but let's just kind of see what it looks like. And all of a sudden, you're thrust in that position. It gives you confidence to know that, hey, we can do this.
Teron looks really close. What will he bring to this offense when he is back?
Yeah. Listen, he brings such, I think, a presence and a confidence to the group. You know, we know what a good player he can be, you know, when he's healthy. And obviously he's battled that the last couple of years. But, you know, I think there's just a toughness and a presence and a confidence that he brings that will be great to have.
Still no turnovers this year. Is that something you guys talked about?
Are
you trying to not to jinx it?
No, listen. I mean, it's a big emphasis. I mean, we talk about it every game. You know, it's the number one, you know, key to victory every time we go into a game. And that is, if you can take care of the football, if you can end up on the plus side in the turnover ratio, you know, you give yourself a much better chance to win. You know, listen, you still dial up the plays. You still play aggressive. You still take shots when you can. But also, I think it's just you know, understanding when it's okay to take a chance, and then maybe when it's okay just to you know, make sure that the ball stays in your hands, you know. So, listen, you can't paralyze yourself, but I think it's just smart football.
Were you surprised to hear that stat that only three teams have gone the first four games in like almost 100 years?
Yeah, I was surprised. But listen, that's good company to be in. You know, that's. It's good when you can be considered amongst that group.
Don't take this the wrong way, but how much does luck play into that? I mean, because there's at least one, you know, ball that you threw that was dropped.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit. Okay. A little bit, yeah. But there's plenty of times in my career where I've had bad luck, so I guess it all equals out in the end.
What have the Lions done to kind of create turnovers this year?
They play extremely aggressive. I mean, they fly around. You know, they play hard. There's guys around the ball all the time. They got really good in the pass rush. You know, obviously that creates turnovers in and of itself. Just even if they're not actually getting the ball out like a strip sack or something, they're causing a quarterback to have to rush the throw or throw it before he's ready, and maybe the play hasn't developed, and you know, that gives guys in their secondary opportunities. So. I don't know. They've just been very opportunistic, and I think it's just the energy with which they play.
Drew, a league-wide question. Sorry about this, but any reactions to Commissioner Goodell's new thoughts on national anthem, that sort of thing?
Well, I mean, listen. I think you guys know where I stand. I think that we should all stand up and show respect to the flag of the United States of America during the national anthem with our hands over our heart, and I'll always feel that way. So it's not that I don't agree with the message. You know, the protests that. You know, the cause, but it just the method in which guys, I think, are trying to display that. I think that there's another time for that. And I think during that minute and a half when the national anthem is playing, we should all stand up and show respect to the flag, absolutely.
When back to the home field advantage, playing better is the only thing, or there are specific ways you can take advantage of the dome track, crowd noise? Like, I mean, are there specific ways where you guys know that you can use that?
Well, I'd say it's like, hey, for example, start fast, you know? If you start fast, then, man, the crowd's into it. They're rocking. I mean, listen, you'd like to believe that they're going to be, you know, we have a smart crowd. You know, they know, hey, situations, offense is on the field, we need it quiet, you know, we're trying to operate, and then defense is on the field, certain situations, we make a big play, third down, man, we need it rocking, right? We need it rocking. Create havoc for that opposing offense, you know, make communication tough for them and put them on edge a little bit. And then all of a sudden you get a lead, and then, you know, you're playing with that confidence and momentum as well. Then that does wonders. And so I think when we've been at our best, you know, we can look we can probably look at the you know, what are the constants, and I'd say fast starts have been a big part of that.
What was it like, the actual practice with Willie?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Good to have him back out there. You know, he brings a great element to the offense. He can do a lot of things for us. So we'll see how that all plays out by the end of the week.
The storyline in Detroit is that Matt Stafford's beat up, but obviously you've played with Payne before. How do you interpret something like that? Do you not really buy into it? How hard is it to play when you've taken a lot of shots?
Well, I know this. I think he's a tough guy, and I'm sure he plays, you know. I mean, I don't know the extent of his injuries. I'm sure nobody does except for him. But, yeah, I mean, listen, that's stuff that every guy in the locker room goes through, no matter what the position. You know, and there's times where, you know, you're battling something, and, you know, you go through a lot during the course of the week and what have you just to prepare yourself to play, and then obviously what you got to do on Sunday to prepare to play. So it's just part of the game.
As highly as you've spoken of him in the past.
Yeah.
Do you look forward to these games in any way? I know we've asked you before against other top quarterbacks, and now he's the highest paid quarterback, I guess, in the final of his career.
Bottom line is, he's a great player. I know this. You go into a game against a team like this, a quarterback like that, you know that the game's never over. You could be up by 3 touchdowns with 3 minutes left, and you know that they got a chance because they got a guy like that throwing the ball. You know, he can change the game very quickly. He's that type of a playmaker, and he's got that type of talent and competitive nature. So that's what you always know when you go up against a guy like this.